identification.
Wow, I finally stumped her.
What do you mean?
Well, Dr. Jen is great, by the way. I really like her a lot. And so she's in here. She's and I asked her what it meant. When I was younger, I always had the secret desire to put a boombox on my shoulder.
And she couldn't diagnose
she
that?
She really, no. She...
It's just beyond me. What can I say? At least I know my therapeutic limitations.
Okay, all right. Because, I mean, Stench had a theory, but he can't really say it on the air.
Right. You are correct.
All right. So...
And, of course, I thought I carried the world on my shoulders, but that one's easy to diagnose.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take all these phone calls. We see y'all. Man, there's some people in this town that have a lot of problems.
I would narrow it down to this town.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're good. Go ahead with your question.
Okay, great. I have $75,000 worth of credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's not an illness, but because of that, over the past couple years, it's developed. And I can't seem to shake my depression. It affects my relationships, my family. It affects a lot of different things. And I know that, boom, the debt's gone. I guess it would help. But I don't know what I can do in the meantime. I still need to work. And
how did you get the debt?
Over time, I went through college and stuff. I'm in my mid-20s now. And so it just accumulated through school, through living expenses, relationships, living, I guess, a life that I probably shouldn't have at the time.
So you're living above your means.
I'm paying for it. Yeah,
it's exactly. Not just college debt.
Right. It wasn't just college debt, no.
Well, a couple
but it was
of
living
things.
With that. Okay.
Look, it's very common, especially for men, when you have financial problems or job problems, for the depression to hit pretty hard. One of the things I would recommend to you is Debtors Anonymous. It's a free program. It is an absolutely great program, 12-step. But they also have other steps that really help you get your debt in order and help you live in a way that you don't feel like you're being punished because you have debt. They actually allow you to do fun things, not just sit around and pay your debt. But I've seen people with far worse debt get
what
out of it.
What kind of fun things do they get to do?
Well, free, I mean, stuff.
Look, you may not be going to the Four Seasons, but you will still go and see movies. You will still be able to go out to eat. But you will also have to really evaluate your finances, and they can be really helpful.
That sounds fun.
Yeah,
right.
They do what are called pressure groups, where you sit down with two people who have experience in the program, and they help you get out of debt. So, I mean, your depression is fairly common. It doesn't surprise me at all, although I do think with all of this, it's an inside job. I think you're overspending because there's probably some kind of insecurity you're feeling, and maybe you want to impress people, but you need to address that as well, and therapy is really good for that.
All right, okay, so it's called what again? What's the group?
Debtors Anonymous.
Debtors Anonymous.
Okay.